Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to 2015, by the way. My name is Bennett Pomerantz, and this is Anything Goes. And yes, the whole network has been off for 2 weeks, and it's so nice to be back in the studio. Whoever used it, though, you should have cleaned up the cigarette butts and the coffee cans. Okay, you know, but it's nice to be back. I kicked the tires, and I'm back in the studio. A couple of quick announcements to let everybody know. Today, the Huffington Post columnist, my partner on Let's Talk, is having a birthday. Yes, Rachel Thompson is having a birthday. I didn't say how old she is. If she wants to tell you, that's between you and her, not you and me. In other news also is Sarah Steele, the lovely co-host of The Legal Show, my legal partner in crime, has gotten married. It's now Sarah Abrams. Congratulations to the happy couple. And no, she has not had the baby yet. So those who have asked and sent me emails and asked me about this, no, she hasn't. Believe me, you'll be the third to know. Okay, now getting to my guest. Well, I want to get a little... My guest and I have discussed it before, but there's a lovely radio host named Lori Hayes. She spells her name H-A-Y-S, who runs a lovely show on Reverie Radio. And if you haven't heard about it, you should. I will be on Reverie Radio for 90 minutes with Lori on January 12th. 90 minutes, you get me solo. Oh, my God, she's got to contain me. Straight jacket will do fine, thank you. But somebody said, is Sherry Hayes related to Lori Hayes? And Sherry, so are you?
No, I'm not. I have not I've not met Lori yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you will? Well, she's your sister from another mother, you know.
Apparently, I wasn't aware.
There's a lovely lady who did my show a few weeks ago who I've known for years called Joy Turner, and I love Joy. She's wonderful. And I call her my sister from another mother. And she's African-American and a lovely lady. And I look and I say, don't you know we're twins? And people look at me like, okay, are you colorblind? I said, yes. And she says, yeah, this is my brother from another mother. And we love each other dearly, and I do love the lady. And she's an agent and a representative, and she's wonderful. And she may be getting a show soon enough on the network. Let me also bring up the last piece of news that I have here. Next month, we will have a lovely show called The Women's Show. And, yes, people have asked, how can I get on it? Well, there are four hosts. You have to approach them. I'm only producing. I am not in selection. I know we have Gina Kincaid's going to do Elizabeth Black's first show. And I don't know who's doing what to who yet. They'll tell me. I'll just produce it. I'll smile nicely and cut them off at the appropriate end of the show. But I just did want to say to you that people have asked me and says, how can I be a guest on there? Well, it is four hosts, Marjorie Wallingshaw, Valerie Douglas, the great Naomi Blackburn, and the wonderful Elizabeth Black. So it's, you know, talk to them. They're the ones that are going to get people in there. And as you said, Gina Kincaid, I know, is doing the first show with Elizabeth Black in March, so it'll be really, really nice. Okay, now let me get to my guest this evening, the lovely Sherry Hayes. Hiya, Sherry.
Hey, Bennett. How was your holiday?
Joyous.
Enjoyed your TV stuff?
I have two channels, either joyous or depressed. And if you're depressed, whose fault is that? So it has to be joyous.
That's a great way of looking at it. If more people looked at it that way, the world would be a much better place, wouldn't it?
Well, let's say it this way. Most people are drinking and getting totally smashed. I had a cranberry fizz, and somebody's like, what is that? And I said, that's Diet Mountain Dew and Diet Cranberry Juice, or Diet Cranberry Juice flavored, you know, cran grape, cran orange,
right,
whatever. And I'm drinking that, and people were like, are you drunk? No, not really. And they said, well, what did you do for, what? So I'm going to ask you in a minute, but what did you do for New Year's Eve? I said, I watched the ball drop, and then I put on the Poseidon Adventure. I mean, a ship overturning. New Year's Eve makes sense to me. That's
well,
like Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Yours
That's like Die Hard as a Christmas
mine.
Movie. Oh, what was yours?
Mine was crawling in bed at 11 o'clock and being asleep when the ball dropped.
Well, no, I did watch the ball drop. I watched Jenny kiss her husband, Donnie, and I was so thrilled. It was like, is he really there? Is he really going to kiss her? You know, is she going to kiss somebody else like she did last year?
I was just thinking, last year, I did watch it last year, and didn't last year she ended up kissing, like, somebody in the crowd, didn't she? Did
yeah.
I remember correctly?
That's why I was wondering if he was there. It was like,
Yeah, it had been a long, long week, and so by the time New Year's Eve rolled around, my husband and I were both just exhausted, and I think he turned in about 10:30, and I gave up about 11 and said, yeah, I don't really care about jobs, I'm heading to bed. I figured I'd get a good start on my New Year's.
Did you wake up early on New Year's Day for a good breakfast? That's all I asked. Did you wake up early New Year's Day for a good breakfast?
I did. I had a very good New Year's Day. It was very productive, and yeah, it was. I got some writing done. I got some cleaning. I got some stuff around the house done. So, yeah, it was a very productive New Year's Day, which probably would not have been the case had I stayed up until after midnight.
Well, I my New Year's Day breakfast has been for the last 5 years the same thing. Corned beef hash with one egg on top.
Mm.
I was adventurous this year. I put a piece of toast next to my corned beef hash.
Now, see, if my husband had his way, we would probably have sauerkraut because he's German, and me and sauerkraut do not go together. I don't like sauerkraut, so, yeah. I'll usually buy him a jar and say,
invite me over.
It,
I like sauerkraut. It's just, it doesn't like me the day after.
I'm picky with cabbage, and adding vinegar to it just doesn't do anything for me.
Well, I don't mind eating it. It's just, you know what I've eaten the day after.
Mm. Yeah, that happens.
And I don't care how much Beano you take. You'll know. Do not go in closed spaces like elevators or stairwells with me the day after.
This conversation just went in a totally different direction.
Hey, if we can't, you know, in this show, as the title suggests, anything goes. But I want you to tell them before we go totally off track and totally crazy. Okay, I read Crossing the Line and loved it. I've read your other book and I loved it. Don't ask me to think of the name of it. My head is like a sieve since December 22nd. I've been off. I've been free. Okay. But tell them about the new book and tell them about what's going on with you book-wise and other thing-wise.
Well, the one that you couldn't remember the name of that you read last was Welcome to Serpent's Kiss, and it is a short story that introduces my new erotic romance series, Serpent's Kiss. It's based around a BDSM club in downtown St. Louis, Missouri, and you get to know the club mistress in Welcome to Serpent's Kiss, and some of the club members. You kind of get to see how the club's set up and how new members are you know, apply to the club and get initiated and that type of thing.
Let me ask a silly question. Is this based on a real club, or is this using your wonderful imagination, which you do have a great imagination, my dear?
This is using my wonderful imagination and a lot of research. All of my BDSM stuff, I have a dom that I run all of my BDSM stuff by. He has been in the lifestyle for roughly 20 years and has a 24/7 slave who he's married to. And he's they're both very active in their local community, and he was actually just voted president of their local BDSM community where they live. So he's very knowledgeable and very helpful, and he kind of helps me tweak little things here and there. I've done a lot of research, and obviously this isn't, as you know, this isn't my first foray into the BDSM genre, so I know a lot of the general information.
Darling, I will never, ever say that you are not knowledgeable on this. I've read your other book where you were involved, you know. I was very, very impressed with it, but, you know, and please excuse me if I, you know, sort of seem a little flighty. I'm not. It's just like you have Robin Peterman's book I have to review, Lindsay Downs' book I have to review, it's like trying to fill my head with all this and the holidays and everything else. It's been lovely, and try to get everything into one. My book. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the holidays totally threw everything kind of in a tailspin, and I did finish writing the book that's coming out on February 12th, which is the first novel, Burning for Her Kiss. And that features two of the characters that we meet in Welcome to Serpent's Kiss, which is Beth, who is a femdom at the club, and Drew, who is the new applicant that we met. He's a new member of the club, so we get to see their story in Burning for Her Kiss. And
anytime you want to use me as a character, a real character, I wouldn't mind it. Go ahead. Have fun. A friend of mine a few years ago threatened that he would make me a character in his book. I'm still waiting, but I have
never actually made a real person a character in one of my books. However, if you tick me off, you could very well, your personality and a situation could very well find its way in one of my books.
No,
has happened before.
I will never tick you off. Promise. I'm a good doobie. My halo is on. Yes. No, Robin Peterman. This is why I'm reviewing Robin Peterman's book, not because I don't want to, but Ready to Wear has a character named Bennett. And yes, she modeled it. She names characters after real people. Ready to Wear has a character named Bennett, and it's me. I'm like, okay.
Oh, very cool.
But, and it even the character came out pretty darn good. Thank you, Robin. Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah, that is very cool. I know that there have been authors that have done that before. I mean, I've heard of authors doing that. I've even heard of authors doing it, like as a contest, like having readers, you know, do something, and then the prize is having a character in an upcoming book, you know, named after them or, you know, based around them or what have you. But it's an interesting concept. I'm just not sure, knowing how I write, if that would ever work for me personally.
Clive Cussler, you know, the one that wrote and created Dirk Pitt, Clive Cussler made himself a character like 17 times in 17 books.
Wow.
Dirk Pitt needed a lift, and there he is in a cigarette boat or whatever it is, and picks up Dirk Pitt. It's like, why not? You know, sure.
It's cool. I mean, in a one aspect, because I mean, if you can do it well and pull it off, something like that, it's something that your readers that follow you from book to book will start looking for, and you know, go, oh, there it is, you know, there he is, or what have you. But I would think that it would be difficult to pull off and make it
have
believable.
Have them one day go on the radio. I will surely be the host. Spell the name right, we'll be happy. Okay. My mother will buy a copy then. Mother, you know what you're buying? No, but your name's in it. Okay, thank you, Mother.
So, in other words, don't want it to be anything too racy, right?
She'd buy it, okay? She would buy it. She wouldn't read it. She'd buy it. Oh, I bought the book your name's in. She'd look for my name and underline it or circle it. And then, there's your name. Yes, Mother. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. It's like I didn't have to name it. But all kidding aside, so February the new book comes out. Are you
February 12th.
How far are you developed in the series for this?
As far as what I have planned, I currently have, well, if you count Welcome to Serpent's Kiss as book number one, because it's actually a prequel, I have 7 planned so far. So Burning for It, and then, you know, so Burning for Her Kiss, and then 5 more after that I have planned. But
are
the way
they outlined?
Is,
or when you say planned, do you have a drawing board and you say, okay, I'm going to put them with there, but that'll go in the third book, and then, or do you have it an outline already, or how do you have it?
No, I don't outline at all. I'm a total fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants person. No, I just know which characters, which couples are going to be assigned to each book. So, I know that, you know, which couple is in going to be in book number 2 and which one's going to be in book number 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. But that's about it. I mean, I know like a little bit about each character, but it's all in my head. It's nothing. I don't write anything down ever.
I'm glad you. Now, let me ask you a silly question.
Yes.
Okay, and this is going to sound very silly. Does you or your, of course, every writer puts themselves, every writer is their own Sherlock Holmes or their own whatever. Mm-hmm. If they're writing Sherlock Holmes, if they're writing such and such, they put themselves in their characters. Mm-hmm. Have you ever put real people into the characters you write? Your husband, yourself, family, friends, what?
Personality-wise,
I don't say
yes.
Naming them. I'm saying,
right.
Putting them in a way that, oh, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Uncle Dave.
No, not to that extent. I tend to use situations and emotions and things like that. Like I might take a situation that someone told me about or that I've experienced, and then I play off of that in a scene. I mean, all of my characters, all of my main characters that I've written, I mean, I have tapped into something personally from an emotional standpoint to write certain aspects of their personality. And it's really actually quite funny because some of the ones that I have taken the most grief about are the ones that the parts that I get grief over are actually the parts that I took from personal experience. So
Has anybody in your family or friends gone, I remembered that incident, or they haven't done that to you yet, or have they?
No, because the only member of my family that's read my books is my mom. And
your husband
not.
Hasn't read your books yet?
No, and he probably won't. My husband does not read fiction. Give him a book about tools or wood or something nonfiction, history, you know, whatever, he'll read it for hours, but fiction, no, he has no interest whatsoever.
I thought you were
going to
make the next series, you're going to make it a carpenter, so that way your husband would at least have some sort of interest.
Well, Chris, the hero in my book Behind Closed Doors, the first book in my Daniels Brothers series, he is a home builder, and one of the reasons why I chose that for his profession is because my husband is a cabinet maker, and so occasionally we come in contact with home builders through our woodworking business. And so when I was trying to think of a profession that I could kind of tap into, I didn't want to make him a cabinet maker because that was too personal, but I was like, you know, I'm going to make him a home builder because I know enough about that from coming into contact with those people that I could, you know, I could write that believably. And if I have questions about tools and stuff, you know, I've got my husband here that knows tools like the back of his hand that can answer any question that I had about it. So that's kind of how, that's about as personal as it got on that aspect.
Let me take about 2 minute break. I need to do the station identification. Okay. This is the Bennett Pomerantz Network. On Monday, on the Legal Show, attorney Sarah Abram, yes, I can say that now, and I will be discussing Mr. Bill Cosby, yes, Cosby, and his legal troubles. We'll be going into it very much, and we're not going to be gentle about it. We'll be very honest and brutal. On Wednesday, Huffington Post columnist Rachel Thompson will be discussing with me and our guest, Mark Pomerantz. Yes, that is my brother, Diane. Thank you for messaging. What to get to before you see your tax professional, and discussing what you need and what you need to bring the auditor, what you need to bring this. Mr. Mark Pomerantz has been doing it for 30 years, so he does know a little about taxes. On Friday, on Anything Goes, Trisha Anderson will be in the hot seat with her new book. And on Saturday, that's January 10th, on Any Which Way But Loose, on the World of Inc. Network, Ashley, I have the ABCs with me, Ashley Fontaine, Bree Clark, Candy O'Donnell. And since people think I'm mad and crazy, I'm going to have Madison Sevier. So it'll be a really hot night. It'll be a wonderful show and an enjoyable time for all. And by the way, if you happen to not be doing anything tomorrow evening, the wonderful thing to do is to catch Candy O'Donnell's show on the World of Inc. Network, Trace. It'll be really, really good. Okay, now I've done my homework. I can now basically get to whatever we want to talk about here. So, what else have you got planned this year, book-wise?
Book-wise, I just started writing the fourth and final book in my Daniels Brothers series. That will be a Trent Daniels book. So, once I get that one written and released, that will be that will close out that series. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do another series after that or just concentrate on my Serpent's Kiss series for a while. We'll have to see how that goes and where my brain takes me. And then after I finish writing that, I will be starting on book number 2 in my Serpent's Kiss series, which is going to be Alexander and Grace. And
I thought you were
going to
write my story. I mean, really.
Sorry, Bennett. Not really. I got to get inspiration. I need that inspiration.
I can always inspire. Let me ask you something. I don't know if you're a fan of talking about, to a BDSM author, talking about Disney movies. Do you like Disney movies?
Depends on the Disney movie.
Well,
depends.
Disney used to be a formula where you toss, you know, I would say this, you toss sugar upon your head for 2 hours and leave the theater, and you know the good guy was the good guy and the bad guy was the bad guy, and it was, you know, I'm looking at, you know, and, you know, Maleficent last year was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because of Angelina, Maleficent with Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they're making Cinderella. And I wanted a live-action version of Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what you thought of that, or what you think of taking the classics and making them live-action.
Well, I'm not really opposed to it. I think what they seem to be doing, at least with Cinderella, from what I'm gathering from the trailers I've seen, is they're steering it more towards the musical, which is a little bit different than what the animated version was.
Let me tell you the good news also. They're doing The Jungle Book live action.
Okay. I hadn't heard
which
that.
Which is scary.
Yeah, see, now I don't know how I would feel about that one. And the reason why I might feel differently about that one is just because you have talking animals in that one. You know, you had animated talking animals. And I'm not sure how I would feel about... now making those animals into some variation of humans. I don't know. I know that Disney just released Into the Woods, which was definitely a different movie for them because, again, like you said, they typically go for the, you know, you walk out of the theater with the happy-go-lucky sugar, you know, you've been poured sugar on your head type feeling. And Into the Woods definitely is not that.
Oh God, no! I always love the line Prince Charming says, "I may be charming, but I'm not sincere."
I actually played the witch in Into the Woods back in high school.
Oh, this is last year, right?
No, this was like
I was trying to be nice. Hey, I didn't say that. I'm not spoiling the illusion, okay? Stay with me. It was last year, right? Okay, yeah.
Oh,
We have two minutes, darling. I want you to give your links, Sphinx and Jinxes, because I want them to know how to get a hold of you and how to get a hold of your books and everything.
The easiest way is to go to my website, all the links to my social media, as well as links to my books and summaries of my books themselves are all there. And it is www.sherryhaysauthor.com.
So well, you might want to spell Hayes right.
Okay, I'll spell it out for you. Okay, Sherry is Sherri, Hayes is Hayes, and then author.com.
Okay. Because I don't want him to mess up Lori Hayes, which doesn't start with an E.
That's true. There are a couple of different ways to spell Hayes, but I am E-S, not just S, so yes.
Okay.
But, everything's there.
Give them a rundown of what Serpent's Kiss is out now.
Serpent's Kiss is out now. It's 99 cents on Amazon and iBooks, and then Burning for Her Kiss is available for pre-order right now on Amazon, and will be available for download on February 12th on Amazon, iBooks, and hopefully Barnes & Noble as well.
Great. I love it. Sheesh. And you've got more coming up this year, and hopefully we'll be talking soon. I hopefully will get you in February or March on Any Which Way But Loose. So I enjoy having you on that show.
Enjoy it too. I thank you for having me again, Bennett.
Thank you, darling. You have a safe night. Have a good 2015, and everybody take care. Fly right. Be well. Good night.